So raise your hand if you have a question. We'll get started. We'll start on your left with Scott Merkin.
Hey, this is for Andrew to start with. Welcome to Chicago. You had interest, obviously, in other teams besides the White Sox in this free agent process. What swung you to the White Sox? What was the kind of the deciding factor that you liked about this organization?
Yeah, I think the thing for me is that from the day one of the offseason, there was communication. There was constant interest throughout the entire process. And just talking about it with Petey, with Rick, and the rest of the front office and everything. So it's glad to be here. This it's good to be here with a team that's been wanting me from day one. So pumped to be here.
Left, Jake.
Hey, hi, Andrew. Jake Cohen, AP. This is that awkward part where I ask you to talk about the person sitting next to you. But how much did your relationship with Pedro factor into kind of your decision making process when it came to picking the White Sox?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely played a factor. Obviously, being within the last 2 years in Kansas City, was familiar with how he went about his day, his routine, the way he, the early work, the preparation, everything like that is something that when I was in Kansas City, it stood out to me. Obviously it's easy to joke around with him and everything like that. So, it's a relationship that I'm glad to have so far. And in the next 5 years, it's going to get even better.
Lamon Pope on the left.
Hey Pedro. Yeah. Just how does Andrew sort of fit the brand of baseball that you want to see from the White Sox?
Well, he's a very versatile player. And what I mean by that, obviously he's a left fielder, but he's a very versatile player as far as where we hit him in the lineup. He's done everything in the game. He's hit for average. He's hit for some power. He definitely runs the bases well. He fits really well into what we're trying to do here. I'll go ahead and share this little quick story. I went in for my – actually, when I was preparing for my first interview with Rick and some of the guys, I identified Benny as a – great fit for our ball club, but I didn't mention his name that particular day. And it wasn't until the second interview with Kenny and Rick that one of them mentioned, hey, what are your thoughts on Andrew Benintendi? And I'm like, okay, you mentioned it, not me. So now let me talk about him. So he fits perfect. He fits perfect in this ball club. He fits perfect in this park. He's exactly what we were looking for this offseason.
Last inning.
Andrew, you've been able to play against this White Sox team for the last couple of years, obviously before that in Boston too, but what do you see when you've looked across the field at this group of guys, most of whom are going to be coming back next year and being your teammates? And what do you see from this collection of players?
Yeah, especially the last 2 years, obviously playing a lot more frequently, playing the Sox a lot more frequently than Kansas City. Obviously, the first thing that stands out when I think about that team is the pitching staff, the tough arms in the bullpen, the tough starters. But then it's just a bonus on the other side, too, is the talent at the plate, the at-bats that guys have, the speed, the power. So I'm excited to be a part of that, obviously watching from afar, but the last few years. But to be a part of that lineup, to be a part of, this team, I'm excited to get things going.
Straight ahead on the left, Jesse Rogers.
Hey, Andrew. Rick talked last night about your offensive game. You've had more slugging, other years more contact. You mentioned hitting at Kauffman maybe impacted that. Where do you see it as it evolves over the next few years? Would you like to get a little bit more slugging back in along with that contact?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody would love that. But I think for me, playing in Kauffman in 2021, I got pretty frustrated just flying out. We joke about it all the time. These long flyouts, where I'm not the biggest guy who's, it's going to take everything I can to hit a ball out of that stadium. So, going into last year, I was thinking that let's just hit for a higher average and, higher on base, and hopefully this works or else I'm going to be in a world of trouble. But trying to become a complete hitter. I think playing in this stadium, a lot of those long flyouts will turn into, doubles and home runs, without even trying to change anything. So, again, I just want to, whatever the team needs me to do, whatever kind of player they need me to be, that's what I'll try to be.
How is the wrist? Like, what's the update there, and how are you feeling kind of as you get ramped up for spring training?
Yeah, it's been great. trying to think, two weeks in the off season, I started hitting. So I've probably hit 15, 20 times now, and it's been great. No issues at all.
Middle left, Sahada.
Pedro, you obviously know Andrew well. He's coming off an all-star season, but do you see even more upside for him, and is there a plan in place to kind of get even more out of him?
He just spoke about it a little bit. You know, Kauffman's a very difficult place to hit for power. He, about 2 weeks into last year, he pivoted and turned himself into a high on base guy, and I'm gonna just hit 300 and do whatever this team needs to win a baseball game. He's going to bring a lot to this ball club. He's going to control an at bat. He's going to run the bases. He's going to play defense. Like I said before, he's a very versatile offensive player, and I'm expecting him to continue to do so.
Vinny?
Pedro, you just mentioned a lot of on-field baseball qualities. What are some of the off-field baseball qualities that Andrew brings that makes him a good fit in this clubhouse?
He's real quiet until and a bat doesn't go his way or a call doesn't go his way, and then you just got to kind of stay away from him a little bit and let him do his thing. But he's a wonderful kid. I just finished telling his dad that they've done a wonderful job with him. He's a quiet leader. He plays the game hard. He respects the game. He's going to be a hell of a teammate.
Scott, on the left.
Pedro, you've had a chance to talk to, I would guess, almost all the roster, but if not a good portion of the roster. What's your sense you get from the players now that you're kind of hit the ground running on the job and focused going into 2023?
Excitement. Expectations are high. This is not a rebuilding situation. This is, we're expected to win baseball games. Bringing Benny on board, lets everybody know that we're in this thing to do some special things and play October baseball. So everybody's excited, and everybody that I've spoken to, most all the players that I've spoken to are excited for spring training.
Andrew, we talked about you offensively, but defensively, just how's your game sort of evolved defensively, and just what does it mean to be able to bring that aspect of the game to the White Sox, which is something that they need as well?
Can you repeat that?
And Andrew, defensively, just how's your game sort of evolved, and what can you bring from that side as well for the White Sox?
Yeah, I mean, I think something that you don't appreciate, I guess, when you're younger. You just go out there and you're only worried about your at bats, and sometimes you can take at bats into left field or wherever you play. But for me, it's something I think that I've taken a lot more ownership of and more pride in. Just taking better routes, getting quicker jumps. It's something I think focused on the last 2 years, and especially playing in that big outfield at Kauffman. So it's been something I focus more on. It's something I take more pride in than I can say I probably used to. It's something that I'm definitely going to keep working on and get better at.
Jesse in the middle.
Pedro, does this move make Eloy your full-time DH? And if so, have you had those conversations with him?
I've spoken to Eloy. Obviously, Benny comes here to play left field. That's what he's done his whole career, and he's really good at it. I've spoken to Eloy. I've told him to continue to work in the outfield, to work some in right field as well. That conversation has already been had with him, and in true professional matter, Eloy is like whatever's best for this ball club and whatever helps us win baseball games.
Any other questions for Pedro or Andrew at this time? Coach in the middle, Coach Maiden.
Andrew, welcome to Chicago.
Thank you.
What do you feel your most assets will be to the team as far as where you feel you should be betting in the lineup or would like to be betting in the lineup?
Where do I think I should be batting?
Yes.
That's above my pay grade. Fortunately for me, I don't have to make those decisions, but wherever's best for me or wherever's best for the team and best for me to help the team win. I've hit, like PD said, up and down the lineup throughout the last few years, and whatever's best for the team, whatever helps us win.
Right behind you, Scott.
Hey, Andrew, you spoke about the team's interest in you. Did you know over these years, you know, they were ready to draft you? They tried to trade for you a couple times. It almost seemed inevitable that you would end up here in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I knew back in 2015 that I think what they had the 8th pick, and I got taken 7th. And I knew then that if I had fallen to 8th, this is where I would be. But I did learn that they would try to trade for me a few times, you know, this offseason. But glad to be here. It's fun to be a part of something where you're, you know, desired or you're wanted. So it's you know, I'm looking forward to getting here, getting to know the guys especially, and just build those relationships and get this thing going.
Marshall?
Andrew, just curious, based on what you just said, have you talked to any of your new teammates, and do you have any prior relationships with them?
Yeah, I've spoken to a few, and I've played with a few as well. Moncada, you know, Kopech a little bit, and then Joe Kelly, obviously. So, but I think I have at least a little bit of a relationship with a lot of guys just from playing against them, you know, the last 6 years. So definitely looking forward to taking those relationships to the next level out in spring training and get those things going.
On the left here, Tim Stebbins.
Andrew, a bit of off the beat question, but new number for you, and 23 is obviously pretty well known in this city. Is there any connection to that, choosing that number?
I was afraid this would be asked. It's not what you'd think. I am a Michael Jordan fan. I was growing up. But, you know, the main numbers I usually would like to wear were all taken or retired, you know, and this presented itself. And, you know, I thought, why not? You know, my sister, her senior year was 32, so I can say I flipped that around in support of her. So, no, it's a cool number. It's you know, obviously an iconic number, you know, in this city, and I'm by no means trying to, you know, try to say anything about that. But, you know, it's a cool number, and, you know, hopefully it does me well.